حضرت مختصر، may Allah bless you with afiyat and good health. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Shawwal, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, verses number 37 to verse number 42. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is posing a rhetorical question. أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تَبْتُبَّئُوا وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ, are these people, these mushrikeen and these idol worshippers and those people who worship Moses and those people who worship the Pharaoh and they are worshipping idols, are they better? أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعُ. You know, tubba is like how in our terminology nowadays we have the term called president, prime minister. It's not the name, it's a title. Of Fir'aun, it's not the name, it's a title, the leader of Egypt at that time. So Tubba was known as the king of Yemen in those days. So what happens is that they were powerful people physically, very, very wealthy and influential, but no Iman, no Islam, hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala decimated, destroyed them. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and those people before them. We see in time of Nuh alayhi salam, Noah. We see in the time of other prophets and messengers, how Almighty Allah sent the winds, the rain, the storms and the floods and so forth. So are they better? So the same thing will apply to them also. Ahlaknahum, and we destroyed them. We destroyed them. Almighty Allah uses the term we, the royal pronoun, as a symbol of reverence and respect. And to stamp his authority, majesty, sovereignty. Innahum kanu mujrimeen. Indeed, they are criminals. And on the day of justice also, Almighty Allah will humiliate them. In Surah Yasin, I mentioned to you many a time, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. How dare you mingle with the believers? You cannot be with those people who are going to Jannah and Paradise. You are destined to go to hell and stay there and dwell there forever and ever. Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verse number 59. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us that the announcement will be made that you are going to hell because of your kufr, your blasphemy, your shirk, your polytheism, your nifaq and your hypocrisy, and they were sane and mature, so there's no excuse. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants us to wonder, ponder, reflect in the cosmos, universe and creation. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. And we have not created the celestial creation, the heavens and the skies, وَالْأَرْضَ, and the land and the sand and terrestrial creation. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and the atmosphere in between, لَاعِبِينَ, as a joke, as in jest. Nay, everything has got a real purpose. that we created everything for a specific purpose. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Ya Allah, you did not create this universe and the planets and whatever else, what we know, what we don't know, as batil, something that is false or something without a purpose. Ma khalaqnahuma illa bilhaq. We never created it but for the sake of truth, to show you Qudrat ka karishma. My life, 70 years old, Islamically 68 years old now, Gregorian calendar. So what we see? We see every day the sun rises with precision and accuracy. The sun sets with precision and accuracy. Not one day you heard the computer froze, or you heard load shedding, or you heard some fairy tale story. And every company, everybody has big, big problems. Look at Trump trumpeting away, and he's gone bonkers himself. So you must remember that. So these are shaitans and haramis. So you will find that your biggest planes, your biggest computers, all of them crash sooner or later. But Allah's system, perfect with precision and accuracy. Illa bilhaqi walakin aktharahum la ya'lamun. But majority of them, human beings, they know not. Not they know not, they don't want to know the truth. They want to use the sunlight, but they don't want to know who created the sun. They want to use the moonlight, but they don't want to know who created the moon. They want to use all the bounties, facilities in this world, but who created this kaun? Kaun, kaf, waw, noon. That's the Arabic term we're using. Who created this universe? Who created this entire cosmos? Who created this entire creation? Wahdahu la sharika lahu. Only him, Almighty Allah. One rain comes and your lawn becomes so green. Your roses become so red. Your flowers, the kaleidoscope of colors there in your garden and so forth. Some yellow, some pink, and some green and blue and what have you. So who is doing all that? So that is Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. You go on with your deception and think that you will get away with the impunity. Nay, wala tahsabanna Allah ghafilan amma ya'malu adh-dhalimun. Chapter number 14, verse number 42. Almighty Allah says, do not think Almighty Allah is unmindful what you are doing, whether in the darkness of the night or the brightness of the day. Verily, inna yawm al-fasli, verily the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of decision, the decisive day is coming. Miqatuhum ajma'een. For everybody there is an appointed time. An appointed time there will be. Now one qiyamah is sughra, the day we will die, the micro. So that is appointed. And one is the macro, la ta'atikum illa baghta. Suddenly the day of Qiyamah comes. Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. Go read chapter 99 verses 1, 2 and 3. Go read chapter 22 verses 2 and 3. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about Hajj. And but in the starting Allah says, wa tarannasa sukara. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارًا وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will see the people on that day, the day of justice, as though they intoxicated and drunk in their speech, in their walking, talking, everything. But they are not drunk and intoxicated. But the punishment, chastisement of Allah Jalla wa'ala is very, very severe. مِيقَاتُ مَجْمَئِينَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجَهُ. Chapter 28, verse 88. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah, the one and only exclusive Khaliq, and he is the only sole exclusive creator. Everybody, everything else is makhluk, and we come with an expiry date. I will die, you will expire, you will pass away, your demise will take place, we all will die. So, kullu man alayha fan. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا أَمْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا. And on that day, no friend, bosom buddy, no one will come in handy for another person, شَيْئًا, even the slightest 1 inch, 1 millimeter, 1 second, no one will come in handy for anybody. Everybody will be concerned about themselves. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه. Everybody will be saying, nafsi, nafsi, I'm worried about myself. I got no time to worry about anybody else. People will take flight from the people they love the most. They declare their undying love for them. But on that day, they will only be worried about themselves. When they see the horror and the terror of the day of justice, all this enshrined in the Quran Sharif. Go read Quran and see Surah number 80, Surah Abasa wa Tawalla, and verses number 34, 35, 36. The person will run away from his parents, from his siblings, from his spouses, and from his own children. Whom we love the most, we will run away from them because we're concerned of ourselves. Chapter 80, verses 34, 35, 36, everything is enshrined in the Quran. So we won't be able to help one another in the least. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and no assistance will be given to them. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except whom Almighty Allah has mercy on. Did you read the dua, O Muslim? Did you read the dua, O Muslimah? O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar, of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, authentic hadith, twice is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession will be for those people in my ummah, in my international followers, who perpetrated and committed major, major crimes and sins, but they passed away with iman. Say, O Muslim, repeat with me, Allahumma arzuqna, اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة. O beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of justice. So that dua we should read daily. Then Allah's help will come. With the barakah wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the intercession of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then we also enter Jannat al-Firdaus. Otherwise, big, big problems. Innahu, verily He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala alone, Huwal Azizur Rahim. He is all-powerful and very, very merciful. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala envelope us in His mercy. Another dua we should read daily. Read now with me. Chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, include us in Your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst You exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy, O Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and the hadith sharif and the dua, اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 10th of Shawwal, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. You know Iqbal, he was known as the Shair and Mashriq. Maaf about that. He was known as the poet of the East, the philosopher, and so forth, you see. So I don't, not much involved in poetry and that, but few we learned, you know. So Iqbal used to say, you know, when Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thaqvi used to shake his head and read his poetry, I can still remember vividly used to say, Iqbal marhum ne farmaya, and then he will read his poetry shaking his head, you know. So he had that golden voice, Khatib of Pakistan, the orator of Pakistan. 5 years I went to his masjid for Friday Jummah prayer. Master Khatib and orator. So he said, Allama Iqbal marhum, pehle the mufti, masail ke batane wale, اب بھی ہیں مفتی مفکے کھانے والے. فرسٹ دے ور مفتیز ہو ریئلی یوز ٹو ٹیچ دا پیپل دا ٹروتھ وٹ آؤٹ فیئر اینڈ فیور. ناؤ ڈیز دے آر مفتیز دے دے آر مفتیاز یو نو دیٹ دے مور انٹرسٹڈ ویئر دے گیٹ دا منی فرام. سو وائی آئی میڈ دس کامنٹ, دس از دا فرسٹ تھنگ آئی گاٹ ان مائی نیوز ویوز انٹرویوز. دا مفتی آف ایجپٹ The Mufti of Egypt, his name I believe is Nazir. Mufatiya, another scholar for dollar, he says you cannot make jihad against Israel. We must make jihad against you, you Jahil, and your Sisi Pharaoh, and you're a scholar for dollar. So hopeless, useless characters. You, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, the Grand Mufti of, you must remember, Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan and Egypt. Whole lot of you shaitans, remember. You're just bootlicking your governments and propping up your governments. Imagine you can't make jihad against Israel. So who is going to make jihad against them? So hopeless characters these are. Yu'minuna bil ghaib, you must believe in the unseen. They said yu'minuna bil jayb, how we can make money and fool the ummah. That's the truth which is happening today in the Arab countries and Muslim countries, 90% of them. United Nations Secretary General Guterres, whatever, he condemns Israel blockade and say you are not allowing no food, no water, no medication, nothing to go through. This is against the Geneva Convention. It's a war crime and this blockade must be lifted and so forth. But Israel is a law unto its own, you know that. And they feel emboldened because now Trump gave them the green light. This morning, tahajjud time, I made dua. Allahumma ahlik Amerikiyin wa Israeliyin wa Saudiyin. All their leaders, Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy them. They are causing the greatest harm to this ummah, if you really understand what's happening. Trump trumpeting away. So America yesterday, last night, already our time, that they imposed 104% tariffs on China. China said they think they're going to bully us. No, nobody's going to bully us. We also will do the same. Well done. We support China. We support Russia. We support Iran. We support South Africa. We support anybody who is against America, against Israel, and against all these haramis. Remember that, who want to harm Islam and the Muslims. Bibi and Trump, when they met now, when they came from Hungary, it was the worst meeting ever between the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of America. Haaretz newspaper writes, Bibi Netanyahu was given the cold shoulder. Don't get fooled by all the photos and all that images you see. This is from the horse's mouth. That is the left-wing newspaper Haaretz, that Bibi was given the cold shoulder and he no concrete results. The worst meeting. Ben Gvir, the Harami, the murderer, super terrorist. The Biden government told him he's not welcome to America. Now in Trump's time, he says he's going now on an official trip. So let us see who's going to meet him, because he's a murderer. He says, kill the Palestinians, torture them, and we must take over Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth. If anybody puts a bullet through him, he will get great sawab. Remember that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israel, can you imagine this? That in the Haaretz newspaper they wrote, the Israeli authorities condemn the settler vandalism in the West Bank. The Palestinians were having a wedding nikah. They went there, they vandalized it, they stole there. It's in their DNA. A jutla means a swine and a pig, according to Quran. You must remember that. It's in their DNA. They have to kill, they have to steal. The whole Israel, they stole from Palestine. You see what they're doing in Khalilur Rahman. So Sheikh Mu'taz is there, if you know anything, in Hebron. So there Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried there. So they banned the Sheikh and told him 15 days you can't come. Baruch Goldstein, the mass murderer, murdered 70 people, 29 people passed away there in 1994, 15 Ramadan. and they steal half our masjid. Now they're stealing the whole masjid. And these haramis, and these murtads, and munafiqeen, and khabis, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, still holding ties with them. What they worry about these things here? No shame, no iman, no ghairah, nothing they got. Imagine the taking of our whole masjid, historic masjid. And this is the, they say, no, we'll still make peace with Israel. Trump will get happy. May Allah destroy them all and their kingdoms and their oil and everything. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. You come and tell me they Muslim. So, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, the Khadimul Israel and America, you bootlickers and you Salafi scholars and everybody else who can't speak the truth. So, three Americans, they went to Congo to bring about a coup, and there the authorities caught them red-handed, you see that, and then they imprisoned them. Trump said, you better return them before I get stuck into you. So you know Africa, how it works, you just bribe them up and everything, Lungile. So these three American criminals who went there for a coup, they were unsuccessful, now they're returning to America. Budapest, you know, Hungary, so there the gays and the lesbians are marching. They say, you better allow us the Pride March. We want to march, we want to protest. So there the government say, no gays, no lesbians. You are a bad, bad people for the youth. You will corrupt them even more. So both sides haramis. The tariffs cost Trump personally. Listen to this figure. The tariffs cost Trump, Donald Duck Trump, it cost him personally $500 million with his property and his investment. This is not some fairy tale news, this. This is from Forbes News, if you know what is the real economics and finances of the world. Listen to this here. Those of you who follow Israeli press, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, this is in the YN and whatever hell they call it. 1,700 Jutla millionaires have left Israel. The land of honey and milk is coming to an end. Jutla, you hearing me? You recording me? I'm honored, man. I'm really honored. You harami, you shaitan, you are the children of Lucifer, of Satan. 1,700 Jutla millionaires have already left Israel. So I'm telling you now, Jutla, and Jutli, you pack your bags up. We're coming to take over the whole of Israel. And our 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora are coming there. You built all your settlements, we will come and stay there. So this is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And the markets are tumbling again. Saudi Arabia is very proud. 20% of the Saudi women are involved in esports. You see that? We're liberating the woman. They must mimic the Western culture. They must play like the whites. They must play soccer. They must play tennis. They must play cricket. They must do everything. I went there to the biggest court 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Al-Mahkamatul Kubra in Medina. I just walked in there. Till one guy asked me, what you're doing? I tell you, I want to speak to Qazi. He said, you can't walk in here and speak to a Qazi. I said, listen, man. Me, I come from South Africa. And here in South Africa, they're speaking about Muslim personal law. So therefore, I want to speak to him. He said, oh, is that so? I said, he brought one Qazi. So we had matters of bilateral discussion. This is 20 years ago, plus minus. So I asked him, Sheikh, many questions. One question I asked him, what is your divorce rate? He said, divorce rate in Medina is 40%. I nearly fell off my chair. I said, 40%. He said, what are you talking? It might be even more. So that is your Saudi Arabia. So three quarter, half the nikahs just break because now the women want to get liberated. Liberated the Western way. You don't come and tell us what to do. We are free. We can, you see, this is the Western influence. It destroys the very fabric of society. The divorce rate increases and your children get lost and all that assimilated and so forth. They lose direction. So, but these haramis, that's what they want. Israel closes 6 schools in East Jerusalem, that is for the benefit of the Palestinians. June 14th, listen to this, diarize it if you're interested in American politics. June 14th will be 250 years for the American army that they're in existence. So now today, what you say? Today we say is the 10th Shawwal, and we say is the 9th of April. So 14 June is what? 250 years for the murderous army of America, murdering people, raping them and drowning them and torturing them everywhere. So remember, and Trump, it's his birthday, 79 years old. So he's going to have a double whammy, you see, double celebration, and they're going to have a big thing on that day. Iran and U.S. will meet in Oman, in Muscat, the Saturday. So the billionaires who voted for Trump are slamming him, including Elon Musk. He says, you must cancel this year. It's causing too many problems for us and for the world as well. Local news, South Africa, Valdem, the water is overflowing. People must evacuate, otherwise you will be in danger, but nobody is evacuating. They say ANC are jokers. Trump's policy opens door for China to invest more and more in South Africa and Africa. SABC says sorry. When they gave their new schedule, they forgot to mention Afrikaans. Can you believe that now? So they apologize for the, you know, excluding Afrikaans and so forth and so on. Parliament, I just told you ANC and South Africa is a banana republic. So the parliament social media was hacked again. You see that. Today, inshallah, our tour starts to Durban, remember. And tonight, 7:30, Jamaat, the imam there, I believe, is Sheikh Rafi'a. So we will meet them, inshallah, Masjid Dawood. First time I'm going there, I believe, is Masjid Bulba Capital Group. Allah reward them, reward Haji Mawd Ikhlas and all the team there. And inshallah, it will be live tonight on Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Al Ansar International, and Sirius FM, inshallah, inshallah Al Aziz. So that's our main program tonight, inshallah Al Aziz. Ji, Maulana, we have 12, 13 minutes, let's fire up, inshallah.
Ishab, is it permissible to use contact lenses when in Ihram for Hajj?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether you are going for Umrah or you're going for Hajj, you can use hearing aid, you can use watches, you can use contact lenses. So all this type of the umbrella, so all that would be permissible. However, regarding contact lenses, make sure you're not using the wrong color. Your eyes are brown, but now you use green, blue color contact lenses and you're deceiving the people. So that is haram in Islam, whether you're in ihram or not. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, man ghashana fa laysa minna. People who deceive us are not of us.
Mufti Saab, is it jais to become a beauty technician?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to say beauty technician, I'm not sure. But if you mean now you want to beautify that the nose, or you want to beautify the eyelashes or the eyebrows, or you want to beautify the complexion of people, so all this is haram. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis said, me, I'm not going to sit alone in Jahannam. I'm going to pack it up with my followers and see 8 billion plus people today. More than 7 billion followers he's got already. The Pope is his follower. Trump is his follower. And the Muftiyas we got there, the Muftis of Egypt and Saudi and all of them are followers of Iblis. So you must remember that. So what you see, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, so I will command the human beings, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. They will change the creation of Allah. They will cut your hair, trim your hair, do all that from the back. We don't know is Eve or Steve. You see, all these things are haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, a widow received some money after 6 years and was deprived. After receiving, she invested immediately. Was she supposed to remove the zakat amount before investing?
The way I understand the question, maybe her husband or her father or somebody passed away. And then the executor and the heirs, they delayed, delayed, justice denied. So justice delayed is justice denied. So nevertheless, she got her proportionate share after 6 years. In Islam, the only place where you are considered the owner, even if it is not physically in your possession, but you will still be the owner, is miras in the Islamic law of succession, the Islamic law of inheritance. So this Kala, this auntie, this mother auntie of ours, she's supposed to take that 6 years. Let's say, for example, she got 100,000, right? So now when you got that, so you're supposed to take 12, how many percent? 15%. So you're supposed to take 15% of that 100,000 out, 2.5%, like that 6 times. So 15%, and then that zakat, you should give out 15,000 rand, and thereafter the 85,000, then you invest where you want to. So even now you can do it. So you must still do that, remember that, because it is considered as you are the owner, and this ownership is ijbari. Whether you say yes or no, you are still the owner. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away today, 10th of Shawwal, 1976. So you must remember, Rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars and jurors the subcontinent produced, Indo-Pak. So remember, writes in Ma'ariful Quran, under the verse, Nasi. So remember that, so that this is the place where milkiyat ownership is imposed upon you, whether you like it or not. So that is what you must do, Kala. Allah make easy for you.
Mufti Sahib, when I'm finishing a Quran khatam, when I'm reading the 30th para, the tears roll down. Is this a good sign?
Excellent sign. May Allah lamaj alna minhum. May Allah make us from those people. When we complete the Quran, before the actual completion, we're coming down from what duha. So the last 22 surahs, so then there's a special dua to read when you come to surah wa duha. And what is that? So you must remember that read. If you just read Allahu Akbar also, it will suffice. Otherwise you read La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. I give you an example. I'm reading my entire Quran Sharif, right? And now I'm there by Surah Wadduha. So I read. This is just a sample example. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah لك صدرك ending وإلى ربك فارغب لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون. So that is the Sunnah method of completing Quran. Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned it in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. And he is the student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. They both buried in Maqabir al-Sufiyya in Damascus. And remember Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib also. So he wrote in Ma'arif al-Quran. And today is 10 Shawwal. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's nikah took place with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I married 10 Shawwal. So mashallah, I think I'll have to give my wife a nice present today before we leave for Durban. Anyway, so let's carry on. So you should get married today, not second wife and third wife. Now your children, grandchildren, make the nikah today. Say, I'm following the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Excellent sign, a sign of qabooliyat and acceptance. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Kitabul Azkar, when a person completes Quran Sharif, minimum 4,000 malaika angels come down. Then you're making dua and they say Ameen, Ameen. Therefore, it's a special occasion that when you finish in Quran, collectively make dua. Whoever man hadar, whoever is there, gather them, wife, husband, children, grandchildren. Allama Nawawi writes in Arba'een, the 40 ahadith collection compilation, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he had over 100 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. So all them, whoever was present, you get them all, and then they would make collective dua. So for everything, we have proof. Excellent. Allah make us from such people.
Kisab, my daughter has 8 qaza fasts for this year. Can she fast the first Shawwal rozas and then keep her qaza?
Listen to the hadith of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, who's buried there in Istanbul. And what does he say? That, you know, Istanbul. We don't read nothing. We just more interested in Turkish delight. They, I see some Turkish delight messages are flying around. You understand? Ajib things. I can't believe, man. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa ilallahi al-mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah protect us all min kulli su wa makruh. Protect all our darlooms and all our institutions. So we just go to Turkey and come back with Turkish delight and all that other things. Go read the history. So Istanbul, what's the meaning of Istanbul? The original name was Islambul. You must remember that. So Istanbul, see, the place of Islam. Like how you know, Maulana, that you visited it, I'm sure about it, in Pakistan when we were studying, Islamabad. So where Islam is loving and true Muslims. Whether Pakistan is Pak or not Pak, that's a different issue. So anyway, you must remember Istanbul, Islambul. That is the... So people just go there today and knock around and come back. Majority of them. So you must read the history. Fantastic, fascinating history. So he is in Abu Bakr Ansari, radiallahu anhu, is buried there. And what happens? He says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man sama Ramadan, who kept all the fast of Ramadan, 29 days, 30 days, whatever it is. Thumma, thereafter, Atba'ahu sittam min Shawwal. You followed it up with six fasts of Shawwal. Kana ka siyam iddahar is like a person can fast the whole year, the entire year. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, you must remember that. So that is where we are. And what we should do, first we keep the qadha fast and then the six fasts. So now it's just eight fasts. So you start tomorrow and you keep the qadha fast. It'll take you from next week, what today is, Wednesday. So from Thursday to Thursday you fast, mashallah, and then you still got enough time to keep your six fasts of Shawwal. So that is what the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us. Chapter 59, verse number 7. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought for us and commanded us to do, we must imitate that. What the Master alayhi wa sallam prohibited us, we must abstain from that.
So we will take the last question. If a person goes to Mecca or Medina and gets sick there, is it because they made a lot of sins or is Allah punishing that person?
Every person, whether we are in Makkah Mukarrama or Madinah Munawwara or Masjid al-Aqsa and Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas or anybody else in life, then we should look at the Quranic verses and that will give you the answer. Before you fell really sick, were you involved in virtuous deeds or in vices? So if that person went to casino, he went to brothel, he went to do wrong things, hardly reading Salat, and then you fell sick in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, so then it's a punishment. Allah is showing you that this punishment is still a blessing in disguise. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So the sickness came as a smaller punishment, not the big one where you die. So Allah is telling you, I'm giving you another chance. Come back to the right path before I decimate and destroy you. So that is the fadl and the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Go read Surah 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and it is verse 21 in the 21st Supara, chapter 32, verse 21. So wherever we are, just go back. You know, people like to look at history. So on the computer and us and all those kind of things. So look at our own history. What was I doing before I did all this? So you will see our own heart will give the answer. If we were involved in virtuous deeds, so we were going salat, giving charity, not causing harm to people, talabrati, amal bil ma'ruf must continue, commanding the good, prohibiting the evil, and then the calamity came, so that is liraf'i darajat, to elevate the rank. How many anbiya alayhi salatu salam came to Makkah Mukarrama for hajj? Every Nabi, ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, all the prophets. So the they also experience sickness. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam sick for 18, 19, 20 years. Different ulama wrote different, a long period, Muddatun Madida, chapter 21, verse 83. Anni Masani Adurru, chapter 21, verse 83. This calamity has struck me, Allah, wa anta arhamur rahimin, whilst you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. So that is what we should understand. Then it is li raf'i darajat, and so forth. Similarly, while we are busy on this, let me finish this also. That the ladies, you went there, so much hope, aspirations, and lo and behold, you just entered Makkah, entered Jeddah, you're going from Jeddah to Makkah, here your menses started. As happened to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, that in Sarif, just 20, 30 kilos out of Makkah, now Pakistan started. Now our ladies, they said, crying, why is Allah punishing me? No, it's a test and a trial if you are doing good deeds. And if you are involved in vices, then it is a punishment also. Change our life for the better. So whatever Allah Ta'ala puts us in, good halat conditions, alhamdulillah. Unfavorable conditions, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. See you tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Masjid al-Dawood, 7:30 Isha Salat. The program will be live, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8 and 9. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.